Hi.
Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for December 18th, 2022, our last cash flow of the year. Crickets, you had a great victory, which me as an introvert can totally understand the victory of it. You wrote, "I dragged myself out of the house this morning and went to a holiday hang hosted by someone that I thought could be very helpful, has access to a lot of people who could end up being my clients. I don't know this guy, but I introduced myself. I told him what I do, and he was immediately responsive and very friendly." Ha! That was scary, but so worth it. Yay, I applaud you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So Cricket is a cash flow kitten, and she's working on building a film festival strategy consulting business, which draws upon her many, many years in doing this exact thing for an organization. So in experience, she is a tiger. In building this actual business, getting paid independently for it, she's a kitten. I like to make that distinction. So you wrote out a letter that you want to do outreach to your funnel people that you've met this fall. I'm going to read through it.
Okay.
There's four tiny little tweaks. So okay, as I read through it, I'll let you know what those are.
Great.
Dear whoever, personal note, blah, blah, blah. So nice to see you at wah, wah, wah. That's the first paragraph. Mm-hmm. Second paragraph. You wrote, "I also wanted to let you know," take out also.
Okay.
"I wanted to let you know that I'm launching a film festival strategy consultancy in 2023, building on the successes that I've had this year helping, or the success that I've had this year helping filmmakers get into festivals ranging from Sundance to Tallgrass." And then I'd put a "from Martha's Vineyard African American Film Festival to Holly Shorts."
Okay. Got it.
"The next time you're bombarded with people asking you how to get their films into festivals, please don't hesitate to send them my way." Next paragraph. I would take out the "in fact."
Okay.
To start with, "I'm also starting a quarterly newsletter. Would you like to be on it? If so," you wrote, "if so, please reply yes to this email." I would say, "if so, simply reply yes to this email."
Okay. Also, I just realized, would you like to be on the mailing list, not it?
Yes. Would you like to? Yeah, that. Yep. That's better. Would you like to be on? No, would I'm also starting a quarterly newsletter. Would you like to be added to the list?
Okay.
Or subscribed? Would you like to subscribe? I think that's even better.
Okay.
You could combine that and say, "if you'd like to subscribe, simply reply yes to this email."
Great. "If you'd like to subscribe, comma, simply reply yes to this email."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
And then this is my personal policy. Doesn't have to be your personal policy. It's literally just mine. When I'm doing business correspondence, I limit myself to one exclamation point per email. I'm effusive. And when I'm emailing my friends and stuff, I'm like, exclamation point, exclamation point. But I think we want to use them judiciously. And it's, yeah. But
I don't
otherwise,
think we have enough time for the analysis and breakdown of women's use of exclamation points in business emails, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I try when I'm especially when I'm working with a woman, when I go over business correspondence, I'm really looking to extract and eliminate language that sort of kind of minimizing, or like, right, it's okay, like it's just like kind of couching the request or this. I just, we can state it clearly, we can be upfront, we don't have to do bells and whistles or jazz hands or make it like, okay, oh, it's super fun, yes, exclamation point, like it's, yes, okay to just be direct and calm. But I'm also always wanting people to add their personality to the email. Right. But there is a difference between your own personality and flair and vocabulary you use, or jokes that you make, or colloquialisms you use, mm-hmm. and language that is actually trying to couch or be okay or manage people's feelings. Two different things. Love the personality. Yes. No need to manage the feelings. Otherwise, this was really good. Really good. It's just the right size.
Great. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I should have the exclamation point in the at the bottom, and then remove the one after send them my way.
Yeah. I think that's the strongest choice.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yep. Love it. And my little policy about one exclamation point, it also reminds me to ask myself, well, what am I using that exclamation point for? If I can only use one, right. it's just a reminder to me to be like, are you saying this in the strongest, but yet warmest? Because warm and strong are two separate things, and you can have both. In the email. And I think women err on the side of like feeling strong is colder. No, strong is strong, and it can be really warm.
Okay.
Yeah. Good job. Was that it for today, or did you have
anything? I just needed to use this as a deadline for myself to write that template. And tomorrow I hope to write it's about 25 or 30 notes. So I hope to do that tomorrow.
Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you so much. Yes.
And have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay. So let me pause. Who's next? Hello, everybody. Liana, do you want, I'm not putting you on the spot to have coaching, but do you want to introduce yourself as kind of our newest member of Cashflow?
I guess I am the newest. Hi, folks. Really appreciative to be here. I'm so brand new that I have not yet gotten to move through any of the materials, but it's just been so helpful to listen. Happy to be on this side of the Abundance Bound family.
Yay. And what made you interested in joining Cashflow? Like what's up your sleeve?
Yeah, a piece of it was honestly, Christine, that I just think you're so great. Like, I really appreciate the mindset calls. And I was like, more Christine, please.
Okay. Well.
And then, sorry, I think there's a bit of a lag.
So you are in.
Thanks. I think there's a bit of a lag, so my apologies if I'm speaking over anyone. But the other piece that I was interested in exploring is I have fallen in love with a particular budgeting software called You Need a Budget. And I'm really interested in seeing how I can bring that tool to the Abundance Bound community. It previously has been something that people have had a lot of trouble with, and I totally understand why. It can definitely be complicated. But for me personally, it's been huge and transformative and really helpful, particularly for Miata's method. And so I'm looking at ways that I could maybe become the way that I see Dion in the group as the incredible mint coach. If I could be the, You Need a Budget coach for the YNAB or for the Abundance Bound community. I actually have an early ish question. Again, it feels so silly to be asking anything because I know that I haven't gone through the course yet, but, YNAB offers a coaching training program. Like, the software itself hosts this coaching training program. It costs $500. I did the application just to do it. I won't hear back until January 4th, I think, about if I got in. And I know the next coaching session is January 8th, so I may well be there with a question about this. But I haven't done any. Part of what I was wondering is, should I coach some people before I invest in this training and make sure that I'm right about liking it? Is it a good idea to do the training no matter what and just have those skills for myself and for others, since I'm pretty convinced that I'd like to do this in either case? Yeah, I was just sort of curious about what you think about certification at such an early stage as a definitive cash flow kitten?
My personal approach to everything in life is like, I don't like to buy something until I absolutely know I need it.
Yeah.
I like to work lean, especially for side businesses, lean. So my other question that I would want you to figure out before you would invest in something like that is, when you become a certified coach with them, are there any limitations they put on their coaches? Like, you can only go through our website, or you have to kick back a certain amount to us, or you can only charge this much, or this is how you, some programs, like, they want their coaches being very kind of uniform out in the world of how they present the stuff. So I'd want to know if there's any boundaries or any prescriptives like that.
That's great. I don't think there is, from what I saw from their initial materials, I don't think there's any boundary, but it also doesn't seem like there's any real perk other than being listed on their site and getting the 9 weeks of training that they put you through.
Right. Okay. So that's great that it seems like a free for all, and then you can just be listed, but you can totally, I think your odds of being able to build a side business around this without being listed on their website is totally doable, 100% doable.
Oh, great.
Because it's not about being a certified coach with them. It's about being able to solve the problems of your clients, and your clients will be your clients because they want to work with you. You're cool and you're nice. And you were like, they were like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I need. And you can deliver that. Great. Versus like, oh, you're going to fix my exact problem and deliver it in such a beautiful way. Okay. That's great. But I'm going to go look at the coaches on the website. People don't do that. They want to work with people they like and who are recommended. Plus you're filling another specialty where you're like, I can help you apply this program to Abundance Bound stuff that you're already learning. So that you don't have to go to somebody else and try to explain the Abundance Bound stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say your idea is the way to go. And this is the perfect time of year. So what if you put the word out amongst your personal network, maybe even in the Abundance Bound community, saying you are looking for two people and who want to set up budgeting systems that work perfectly with what Miata's teaching for the new year. And you are going to coach those folks and then make an offer. You can coach them for free. You can coach them for like a way low amount, just so they have some skin in the game, which is what I always would recommend. Even if it's like $25 an hour and we'll have 5 hour sessions or whatever, whatever. Cause you need to know, okay, how much time do I need with a person to get them up to speed?
That's great.
And do I work with them and then give them some homework and then they come back and then we move to the next step? Like, you need to just figure out what this framework of how you work as a coach with a person will be. And the only way you can do that is by doing it, really.
Yeah.
And then you want to see, because really, I think the decision of should I invest in their program or not, the answer to that is, can you learn enough by yourself to know enough to teach someone else so that they can use it in a way that's really useful? You just need to know more than your client. You don't need to know everything about the system. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't need to know all the bells and whistles because your clients don't need to know all the bells and whistles. In fact, sometimes people who get trained in how to do the whole thing don't make the best teachers because they almost know too much to help a beginner.
Wow. Yeah.
So I would wait, I would see, I would work with some people. I would see how much you can figure out on your own. And then if you're really feeling like, I just feel like there's some missing pieces and I'm not feeling 100% confident that I can help clients in the way that I want to, well, then invest in the program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So that would be my suggestion.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense. Yeah, I was feeling weird about, it makes perfect sense that the best way to figure out how to coach would be to try coaching and then to take it from there rather than spending a lot of money and investing in this thing before I feel qualified to even try. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And then you'll know like, oh, I like this or oh, no, I don't. Or that people respond to it well or they don't. So I would put the word out inside Abundance Bound, but now you can post something on the platform, the mm-hmm. Mighty Networks platform. You might also, if you don't get any bites right away, you might also go to Miata and say, would it be appropriate for you to put out an email mm-hmm. to the whole membership of Abundance Bound mm-hmm. and the Financial Empowerment Program, just saying that this is a very, very special deal. It's like rock bottom, but I'll help them do this for this low, low, low amount.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also put it out just to your own network of people. Because
mm-hmm.
I think you can help somebody use this program, even if they're not in Abundance Bound.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't limit yourself to just great. Members.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, yay. And I love two. Two feels great. I'll maybe stretch to three, but I like that it's not trying to build a whole client base now. That also feels really helpful.
Yeah. And you just tell them like, okay, I'm figuring out the coaching part of this. I know the system, but I'm figuring out the coaching part. And so let's start with this many hours together for this much money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might need more. I don't know, but let's start here. But you bring them on knowing that they're beta.
Mm-hmm.
So that they know that you guys are learning this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wonderful.
You don't have to feel like, I need more time with them. And I didn't know that. It's like, yeah, that's fine. You want them to be A-okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. And just pop that whenever you're ready, pop that on, because December, January is like mm-hmm. the time when people are really trying to get their ducks in a row.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely will. And yeah. And thank you, Anya, for your message in the chat. Sounds great. Thank you, Christine.
Cool. You're very welcome. Anybody else? Are we complete? Oh, hello. Yes, Lydia.
Hello.
Hello.
And if you'd prefer, I put this in the ask the question ahead of time. Totally, totally fine with that.
Oh, no. So how that works is that, you know, as we get more and more cash flow members, getting the questions ahead of time allows me to budget my time better if I get a lot of questions.
Okay.
Or if I can spend more time with fewer questions, but then anyone can always just come on and you know, see if there's enough time to ask a question.
Oh.
If you get around to posting it. I'm happy to use the extra time to just go through whatever questions you have. So yeah, the floor is yours.
Fabulous. Well, so I've gone through the workbook through idea generation, like taking your skills and your, forgetting the word.
Strengths.
And I had one idea that I'm particularly excited about, but I also know when I introduced myself, you had talked about maybe going through and talking through all the different things that. Yeah. So I don't know if it's like better.
Yeah. If you need our help, we're happy to give that help, but I want to hear about the idea that you're excited about.
it would be producing like educational videos for dog trainers, so that they could send them to their clients. Because right now, you know, having worked as a dog trainer, particularly I am deeply passionate about the like positive reinforcement, force-free communities. Most of those people all spend their resources like on training, on like building their knowledge. And so they don't always have the best videos. They're quite boring or they're very like poorly shot. And so people who are very uneducated end up spending more money and making more interesting videos. And so the community's imbalanced in terms of that. And so I would love to be able to help trainers make videos that they could share with their clients or market or, yeah. But I don't know if that's too small of a community or not.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. The first step for you is to talk to a few, I would say 3 to 4, mm-hmm. to see if they're interested. Mm-hmm. Because you know there is a need for this. You're like, clearly, you need better videos. You know there's a need. You also know they could benefit by having better videos, but they will not give you money unless they're feeling that same pain.
Yeah.
They might be like, I'm fine with my videos. Mm-hmm. As irrational as that might seem to you.
Yeah.
They're not going to pay.
Okay.
But if they've been like, oh, I wish I had better videos, but I don't know. I'm just making these and I don't, and you come along, and go, I could do that for you. Well, if they already are feeling the pain, that's when they give you the money.
Okay. Okay.
Now, when you're doing market research, it is not enough. And this is for everybody listening. It's not enough to go around and ask people like, well, is this a good idea for course? Like, would you be interested in the course? You'll get so many people that are like, sure, yes. But then when you ask them to pay money, they're like, well. So someone being interested is very different than someone who's willing to pay for it. Okay. So the other thing before you would go have these conversations is you just want to have a little bullet list for yourself of how having these better videos helps their bottom line. Mm-hmm. Because this would be a business expense for them and they'll want a return on that investment.
Okay.
So you need to be able to clearly articulate, you know, this is how it would help. There's multiple uses for these videos. You can send them out to clients. You could sell them to clients. I made these videos called Golden Nugget videos. They're 90 seconds long. Mm-hmm. And I have like 84 of them. And when someone subscribes to my list or becomes my client, they get one of these videos every Friday. Mm-hmm. And they've just been running for years. I made them back in 2013 and they're still running today, but it just keeps me top of mind. It's a little thing that is helpful to them. But you could sell a dog trainer could make like, you know, 3 months worth of videos and sell them as a little subscription. If you're interested in working with me, why don't you jump on my subscription thing and you'll, you know, see these videos and you'll get a feel for me. Or now that we've worked together, you should subscribe to my thing and then you'll get these reminder videos. So it could be a money oriented thing.
Yeah.
Or it could just be marketing.
Okay.
Or it could be both, because you can totally be selling a subscription to the videos or just access to all the videos, and you can be posting them on your social media, of course.
Okay.
But that is something I want you to prepare for this conversation, because even if they don't say it explicitly, they are going to be thinking, well, pay this person to do this. What am I going to do with them?
That makes sense.
Because I think the trouble you'd run into is someone not thinking this is a big deal. Like their business is fine without it, which might be the case. They also might be like, oh my God, even if I had the videos, like I don't have the time or the bandwidth or the help to like get them out, put them online, make a subscription, like forget it. Okay. They have to want this and feel that it's valuable enough that, and that they're able to use it.
Okay. That makes sense.
Now, that said, if you can produce educational videos for people, you can produce them for people in all fields, I would think, like any other fields.
Oh.
Because then the question is, who's looking for educational videos?
Yeah.
Versus trying to convince a market that they need it. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They will not hear you and they certainly will not give you money, but we don't know that they don't want it yet.
Yeah.
So investigate, but then I want you to start thinking, well, who else could use videos like this?
I didn't even think about that.
You should go to my website, christineoller.com, and sign up for my Golden Nugget video series. Because I paid someone to shoot those, edit them, upload them. I paid somebody to do that whole project. I wrote them and delivered them. So you can, that's just one example of like, well, here's this coach and she filmed all these little nuggets and she can use them on TikTok and she can use them on Instagram and she can put them all. So if you know, you have examples of how other people are using them. So I want you to really think about, and it's best. I like that you're putting together, well, I have experience and credibility in the dog community. So you'd be the ideal person to make videos for these groups. Where else do you have some experience or some credibility or just some tie?
Mm-hmm.
Where you'd be the ideal person. Like if I had to pick for three people to make my videos, I'd pick you because it's sort of like when my early organizing clients, it's like, well, do you want me who's also an actress and you don't have to describe your crazy life to?
Yeah.
Or these two people who don't know what your life is like. So might think some of the things you need are weird. They'd pick me. Because we have that shared thing in common.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So are you thinking about these videos in terms of like, is this something where you'd be capturing the action of the trainer with the dog, or would it just be the trainer talking into the camera? Or
there are so many different things in terms of dog training videos out there. And they all like send their clients to the same YouTube videos that aren't them a lot of the time, or like they're very low quality. Like some of the best trainers in the world have horrible videos online of like how to do specific steps. So it would probably, like my entertainment brain goes, it needs to be more entertaining than just the trainer talking about it towards the camera. So how can, my brain starts going like, how can you shake it up? The most, there's like one guy who's pretty successful online around that. So it's like, how can you make that more accessible to people so that they can grow their audience too?
If they want to.
If they want to, yeah.
Right. And something you have to really think about is editing is time intensive.
Mm-hmm.
Filming people is time intensive. So you have to get your money's worth, or this thing can be such a drain on you. Because what do you, what is this side business supporting in your life? What do you really want to do?
Acting and voiceover.
Yeah. So you don't want to deplete yourself. You have to really find people who are willing to pay you.
Mm-hmm. And so, and a lot of dog trainers have smaller businesses, so their financial ability is probably not that.
Yeah. Cause you want people for that you're serving and serving a pain point that's hurtful enough, but also they have the money to put towards it.
That makes sense.
They don't have to be like rich. It's not about rich people. It's about people for whom the pain is like significant. And you're like, yes, I value that.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially because you would be helping them brand themselves with these videos or shift their brand or polish their brand. Mm-hmm. So that's an extra layer on top of then actually filming and editing the videos. Yeah. I'm a little scared. This could be very intense work.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Overestimate or underestimate how much effort things take and then get frustrated because they take so much time.
Well, audio and video editing is time consuming and no one gets it. This is what? It's a 1 minute video. It's like, that's hours. A 1 minute video is hours to get the whole thing up and loaded to wherever you want it to be. It's hours. So, but what else you got? What's your background? What do you love to do? What's easy for you to do? What do people come to you for help with?
Producing is one of the things that people come to me for help with.
In what capacity?
Usually in short films and primarily in short films.
Why do they come to you?
You froze. Okay. I've been producing for about 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Either for myself as an actor or other friends and things like that. So I've done that. I do acting, I do voiceover. I think my ideal would be if I could like work voiceover, because there's so many different avenues within voiceover, and some of which you can do yourself even without an agent, that like there's that line. I also do pyrography, so I do wood burning.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I did dog training for like 7 years. I know how to edit, and I obviously mix my voiceover files. And I feel like I'm forgetting something, but that's where my brain's.
When people come to you for producing, like, or help with it, like, what problem are they having that you're able to help them with?
Usually it's people who've never done it before. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I heard you've done it. Oh, thank you, Cricket. That's amazing. Cricket sent me a message. Usually where I think I excel is like in doing the insurance, like navigating insurance things, navigating SAG paperwork. I really enjoy post-production and figuring out where like things can shift to help better tell the story. I think where I've burnt out with producing is kind of like when, how do I say this? Like not setting a scope. So then running on, I'll help with this and this and this and this and this, and then not charging enough money and then getting frustrated. Yeah.
So people have actually paid you to help them. Tell me how they've paid you. Who's paid you the most?
The most was this guy that I worked with at a restaurant, and we produced a short film, and he paid me $1,000.
Uh-huh. To actually produce it?
Yeah.
Okay. when have you earned money just giving your advice and guidance to producers in that?
Never. Okay. I was supposed to do that for a friend a year ago. And I was like, okay, this is going to be me in an advice capacity. And then it ended up me being doing it. But yeah.
And tell me about your dog training experience. Did you just work privately with clients? Did you work for a company?
Both. So it started off back in college. I worked at a doggy daycare. And then when I graduated and I moved out here to LA, I got hired by a pretty big dog training company out here. And they just threw me in the deep end. And so I was working with like aggression cases, separation anxiety cases, like things that I was not equipped to do. Did that for like 3 years. It was also a company where a lot of it was like you'd take dogs into your own home and train. So there wasn't a lot of like separation.
Yeah.
I also worked for a vet at the time running their like puppy socialization classes. And then through that, I got my own like clients from there. And then I did that, burnt out from dog training. And then went into catering for a while. Then I briefly mentioned, I think when I was introducing myself, one of my managers there assaulted me. So I left that company. Mm-hmm. Then went to like just restaurants. Then the pandemic hit and all that finally caught up with me. And yeah.
What have you done that you've got paid the most for? Aside from that producing job,
like individual,
like when someone needed help and they paid you to help them.
I mean, dog training paid, like if it was through the company, the hourly, like the rate was $175 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I would usually charge $75 or $100 an hour when I would do it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Producing, and then I've made I got hired for the Bridgerton experience up in San Francisco, so mm-hmm. I did voiceover for 3 months for that, and that made $22,000.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a coup. What a wonderful job.
Yeah. So yeah, I'd say, yeah, those things.
Okay. I have two other questions. What is the thing, aside from acting and voiceover, that you've got paid to do that you were like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this, but that's fun. Anything? It could be nothing. I'm just asking.
At times it was dog training.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really love the science behind it. But I really struggled to like not over take on what was happening. So like, and I love dogs more than anything in this world. So like,
mm-hmm.
if I was getting paid, you know, for the hour, I'd probably spend 3 other hours.
Okay.
Like over, you know, and a lot of clients being like, this thing didn't work. And it was just that they didn't follow through. But so then I'd spend more time trying to figure out how to get them to do the thing to work. And
yeah.
So I love dog training. It was just, it's very hard for me to separate.
Yeah. Totally understandable. How did you get the Bridgerton job?
They found me.
Mm-hmm. How did they find you?
I believe through my casting network's profile, the casting director. They were looking for someone who does voiceover, who can work as a San Francisco local and has an English accent. And so all three of those things I had.
Perfect. So considering, if I'm correct in remembering your financial situation, you were like, I'm kind of good through April.
Oh, I think that was someone else. I'm good. So between what happened to me at the catering company happened to another young woman, and we went through mediation. So I have kind of a financial windfall from that. And then a few years ago, my grandmother passed away. And so there was another financial windfall from that. So I'm good. It was scary to say, without touching the amount that I've put in for like investment retirement funds. Mm-hmm. We're mm-hmm. just talking cash. I'm probably good for 2.5-3 years.
Okay. So my question to you with considering that is, why would you want to create, to spend time and energy creating a side business right now, instead of doing everything you could to get voiceover and acting work?
That's valid. I think fear.
This is, I'm literally asking you. I'm not trying to get you to think one way or the other. I'm like, because I know you've thought about this before. So what was your conclusion about like, I need a side business?
It was listening to like, because I've gone back and forth a million different times about it, but I think it was listening to various either like Calls in Abundance Bound or even other actor podcasts being like, having a great side biz helps you create longevity in your career beyond the immediate right now. And mm-hmm. so my thinking was that if I could create something now without having the pressure, so I could go slow, I could still put the majority of my focus where I want it. Either that, or it was like to use this, kept creating cash flow to like, because there are the aspects of voiceover that are direct marketing, that are like more, all of it is businessy, but like there are certain aspects of it that are like
not so arty.
Like e-learning is something that I was thinking about.
Uh-huh.
Because it is more like direct thing.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. I have another question. Cricket, are you raising your hand to contribute towards this? Or separate?
I had a question that I can bring up another time, but it is related to Lydia about how to educate people about why they need your service, but I'll bring it up another time.
Okay. And the large answer, the vague answer is like, you can only do that to a degree, but you can.
Yeah.
You can. Yeah. So it's about educating people that, because nobody knew what professional organizing was. So that my whole thing at the beginning was telling them you probably have a problem mm-hmm. and I can fix that problem, you know? So I had to do a lot of education. So there are times when that's absolutely possible, but you have to make sure that you're doing that to people who would be open to it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But then yes, there's techniques to actually be like, I think you have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll bring it up next year in 2020.
Sounds good. Great. Sounds good. We'll have a lovely discussion. Okay. Back you're welcome. Lydia. So I like your thinking. I could devote most of my time to the voiceover acting. And then while there's no stress, I could sort of see what other skills I had to kind of cultivate over here. Good thinking. Are you also feeling like if I had a steady amount of income I was bringing in every month, it would just alleviate a little fear or anxiety or worry?
That would be nice. Yeah. I think, like, again, because of our work in Abundance Bound, like, I am very clear on my monthly forecast in terms of like how much I intend to spend and mm-hmm. where I want that to go. And so that gives me peace of mind and like knowing I'm not being frivolous, that it's a very mindful choice to not go back to like serving. And I am dedicating a lot of time to like acting and voiceover. But if there was what you said.
Totally. I don't want to see you go back to catering and all that stuff either. What would be the amount, the barest minimum amount, that if you were bringing that in every month, you were like, okay, that makes you feel good. Like, that covers my little expenses.
Do you mean like how much per month I need in general, or just like how much would calm the anxiety brain, even if it's not the full amount?
Yeah. The second one.
Even if it was like 1.5 to 2,000 a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you were bringing in like 2,000 a month, so I just want to give us, I think for you, that's a nice little anchor of like, okay, $2,000 aside from your acting and your creative voiceover and all that stuff, how can I bring in $2,000 a month extra? I would like to continue this conversation with you, but after you've spent like this little, find some time during this holiday time to investigate the other areas of voiceover.
Okay.
Like, what are those, like telephony and all, you know, e-learning and all those little things. Search online for people who have little courses and classes, like, so you would be like, well, this is what I'd need to learn to be able to do that. And what is the advice about how to get those clients? Like, I want you to explore all the non-creative voiceover stuff. I'm just wondering if there's ways for you to use these skills, audio editing, video editing, voiceover stuff, to make money in your field versus going outside of your field. Does that make sense?
Yes. And it's ultimately what I want in terms of like,
right. Yeah. I mean, the voiceover world is interesting. It's flooded with people who are trying to do it because technology kind of opened that door, but that still doesn't mean the majority of people do it well or want to do the marketing work it takes to get the actual clients.
Yeah.
But you seem, I think, to have the level of skill set that can cut through some of that and actually maybe make that work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's worthwhile to see how much progress we can make more tightly related to your desired place where you'd like your money to come from.
Yeah.
Because we can always go outside of that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So do a little investigative work, get the lay of the land, see who you know, if you know anybody who's like doing it or whatever. And also think about, because the thing that we know about voiceover work, there's a lot of audio editing that's involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be, I don't know if this is the case, but there might be voiceover people who would need help with that.
Yeah.
because there's a lot of people who've like invested in voiceover programs and bought their microphone and really can't edit their audio fast enough or good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they'd have to be paying for it. They'd have to pay for it.
That makes sense.
There might be people out there for whom money is not the problem. The tech is the problem.
The tech, the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So good. So come back with information.
Will do.
Thanks. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I'm very excited for you. Okay, guys, I think that's it for 2022, if you can believe it or not. We made it. Yay. Thank you for coming tonight. It's good to see you. Have a great holiday.
Thank you for everything this year, Christine.
Oh, you're so
welcome.
Remarkable. I'm so glad. I mean, the first or second time we talked on the mindset calls, I'm like, I would like to get my hands on your business. And it has been so fun having my hands on your business, Cricket. Thank you for giving me that treat.
Well, we're going to make some money in 2023.
Yes, 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 yes. All right. I'll see you all then. Take good care. Hi, Dion. So good to see your name pop up.
Good to see y'all. See you
in your office. Bye.
Bye.